oddly enough, over time that were laminated glass, but it's super rare. So I don't know if it's somebody changed it all out at some point, or maybe you know, in the California plant or something, that's what they offered in a specific year. I'm not really sure, but I certainly have seen laminated stuff. Never seen tempered, though, other than the 66 and up.
All right. And he says he plans on using the plastic glazing strips from Vintage Trader Supply, which is, I think, is what you mentioned.
Yep.
So I have a question, because on my 60, I did the windows, and I got the strips from Vintage Trader Supply, but I guess, are they different? Because when I put mine in and cut them to 45, over time they shrunk a little bit, so now they don't quite go to the corners.
Yeah, well, yours and mine are the Clearview windows that look very similar to the Hallmark 12, but they're not. And the earlier ones, the Clearview, they take a silicone trim insert, and it goes in this exactly the same way. However, you are correct, because mine shrank slightly too. Now, I'm sort of not sure on, you know, it's they've been in there for probably 15 years, so I can't really complain a lot.
Right.
But
and they don't leak.
It's when you put them in, Vintage Trader Supply remade them out of silicone, where the original ones were some kind of funky, not silicone. How's that? But the last thing you want to do is try and stretch the thing when you're trying to put it in, because it's going to try and shrink back to its original shape again.
Sure.
You want to put as much of it in as possible. You know, you're going to cut it 45 and you start poking it in, and you're trying to, you know,
compress
like it. I said, put as much as possible, and then you cut the next 45.
Yeah. Actually,
don't sort of like say, oh, I just measured it and did it all on the bench and then kind of stretch it and stuff it in, because that's not the best. So I don't know when we did ours, because mine didn't shrink too much, but they certainly did.
Yeah, but it's different on the air window. He didn't worry about that.
No, the Hallmark 12, it's a rigid plastic. So it doesn't, I can't say it doesn't. It's going to get affected by UVs and whatnot, and the plastic's going to do its own gyration.
Right.
Certainly we've seen some of those shrink, and we've seen them crack and do all kinds of crazy things, because they're, you know, it's just plastic.
Yeah. All right, his last question is it easier to install the glass with butyl putty tape stuck on the frame or on the glass itself?
Definitely on the frame.
Okay.
And it's—I don't even know if it's called butyl putty tape. From what I can remember, it was called glazing tape. And maybe it is butyl. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's about half inch wide, and it's black. The other thing that I should warn everybody on: when they're putting on new trim on either of those two windows, that trim is trim. It doesn't do anything about sealing. And when we look at windows, when we're restoring a trailer, you have to go around and look at all that trim. You pull all the trim off, because it's always buggered up. But if the glass isn't broken, you say, oh, it's perfect, I'll just put new trim on. Well, if the bedding tape failed, you'll see instead of the tape looking black, you know, looking through the glass, because where it's pressed onto the frame, it's actually looking gray. And that's basically a sign that it's failed. Well, if it has failed, that means the window is going to leak.
Yeah.
And it may only fail on, like, one side. So the other three sides are holding the glass in. So you're going, like, well, what am I going to do? I said, well, basically what you have to do is, you know, you could spend hours trying to get a razor blade in behind there to cut all the bedding tape out, to get the paint out in one piece, to redo it all. But for us, it's not worth doing that. We just literally take the window off, and if we notice that anywhere where it's loose, we'll smash the window out of the frame and clean it all up and have new glass made and new bedding tape and whatnot go in, because you could spend a couple hours and still break the paint.